This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Ethiopian Human Rights Commission is reporting on Sunday that at least 34 people were killed in a bus attack in western Ethiopia Saturday night. This comes as fear mounts of a security vacuum due to a military campaign in the north. The human rights body said the number of people killed was likely to rise after what it called a gruesome attack on the passenger bus. Meantime, the conflict between the Ethiopian federal government and Tigrayan forces in the north has escalated and now includes Eritrea. The Tigrayan forces fired rockets across the border into this neighboring country after claiming that the Ethiopian military was using an Eritrean airport as base for attacks. Ethiopia's prime minister tweeted, though, that his country is more than capable of taking care of itself. Voters in Moldova head to the polls today for a second time to cast their ballot for president. Current leader Igor Dodon is running against challenger Maia Sandu. The president has the support of Russia. Sandu is a former World Bank economist who is pushing for closer ties with the West. The challenger finished ahead of the president in the first round of voting earlier this month, propelled ahead by a late surge in voting by Moldovans living abroad. The United Arab Emirates will extend its golden visa system, which grants 10-year residency in the Gulf state, to certain professionals, specialized degree holders, and others. This is what the UAE's vice president said on Sunday. Foreigners in the UAE usually have renewable visas valid only for a few years and tied to employment. The government in the past couple of years has made its visa policy more flexible, offering longer residencies for certain types of investors, students, and professionals. High school students living in the UAE who rank top in the country and students from certain universities with a GPA of 3.8 or higher can also apply for the Golden Visa.